Jalen.
How should I?
And this is probably just our third podcast.
In what, 2 years?
In a year. Okay. 1 year. Yeah. Yeah. So it's not bad. A podcast a quarter.
There you go.
Yeah.
Why not?
So it's 2011.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a long time since we've graced everybody with our randomness. What have you been up to?
I've been continuing taking baby pictures.
Okay, you're saying continuing, but they didn't know that.
Oh. I started taking baby newborn pictures at a hospital back in November. And that's kind of a part-time gig that requires me to not get paid to take pictures, but get paid to sell pictures.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I take pictures there.
Yeah.
And I've been taking a lot of modeling photos as well, and people's portraits. And aside from that, also just kind of working on my own, I guess, creativity within words and music and all that other jazz. Plus, my new goal now is to start my own company, because I felt that, you know, I've been very disposable in that world as far as career goes, that I should create my own so that nobody throws me away but me. And that's kind of how that went.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I used to have a baby photography gig, and I hated it. So I feel for you. You didn't say you hated it, but I'm saying I hated it, and I feel for you.
Well, the lucky part is I don't have to go to people's houses.
Mm, which is what I had to do.
Yeah. I just have to go to the hormonal mom's room after a vaginal explosion happened the day before. I feel for them.
Yeah.
And for the dads having to deal with the mom going crazy.
That's it? That's all you've been up to?
Kind of. Yeah. I mean, as far as that's gone, I'm engaged now. And we are planning a wedding, hopefully in November. Mainly planning a marriage, one that'll hold its keep. And
I think everybody plans that. They plan that. It may not always work out, but they all plan for a marriage to last. You're not special.
I know. But I never imagined a wedding. I've imagined, you know, a partner, somebody to keep me company late at night, and, you know, hopefully not in front of my face when I'm asleep. So
I've got that with two dogs.
And that is not on my list.
You know, I don't think I've ever thought about my wedding until recently. I think leading up to it, I never had like the Barbies and planned a wedding and stuff like that. I never did that. But yeah, I wonder if that's just like a thing that we did in the 80s that we didn't.
I don't know. My gem doll was planning on how to murder Barbie's doll, so.
Okay, your gem doll.
Uh-huh.
Was doing what?
Murdering Barbie dolls.
Okay. She was a rocker by night. Not a.
A badass is a badass.
No, not a psychopathic killer at night.
No, I know, but she was huge. She was bigger than Barbie. She was like literally the Attack of the 50-Foot Woman. And like her little pink slippers were enormous that like Barbie's head could totally fit in it.
Mm-hmm.
So her job was to kill him.
No, that's not her job. Her job was to rock at night. Jem was supposed to rock at night.
And she did. She could have two jobs.
Two night jobs? A rocker and a killer?
Why do you have to kill at night? Can't you do it during the day?
Well, she had another job during the day. She was, you know.
She was somebody else. It was like Hannah Montana. That's what Hannah Montana is.
Oh my God, you did not just make that a reference. You did not.
Okay. Hannah Montana is Jem on the holograms. Fighting the hooligans. Where?
I never had Jem doll, but I had Barbie and the Rockers. That's what I had.
Oh.
Yeah, so I had the sleeping bag, but my Barbie and the Rocker, Barbie, was the black one. And if you twist her hips, I don't know why it had to be the hips, but if you twist her hips, her arms do this. You can't see it because it's a podcast, but I'm doing it. So, yeah, I watched the Jim cartoon, but I never had a Jim doll. I just had Barbie and the Rockers. Barbie and the Rockers.
I think Mattel was threatened by Jim and had to create Barbie to be back on the light.
Probably not even how the theme song goes, but that's how I remember it. Well, I know it was Barbie and the Rockers, but that part afterwards, I'm not sure.
Okay, I don't know the words to many songs.
Boy, do you not.
I
I can't hear, think, or
know.
see Stevie
I
Wonder
know.
without cracking
I think the
up.
same thing too. It's like,
Oh. So, Super Bowl Sunday, I met Lil Wayne. He comes downstairs because he rented out our building for Super Bowl Sunday. And he comes downstairs and he says hi to everybody, and we all introduce ourselves to each other, to him. So nice, so gentlemanly. And I'm like, I've heard some of your songs, and I know what you like to do to women. And this is not the person I thought you were gonna be. But I mean, he's not gonna come out here and be like, I wanna lick you like a lollipop. Nice to meet you. So, yeah, he was super cool. And we somehow end up, I don't know how it was brought up to take a picture, but yeah, we all get together and he gets in the middle and we all crowd really close. And I don't like taking pictures where I'm not like in control of everything, where there's like 1,000 pictures taken that I get to pick out the best one with my right side and my face, situated just perfectly. So it was like an awkward moment for me anyway to take this picture, but we were all crowded around together. And the person who's taking the picture, her name's Dana, she goes, all right, one, two, and before we say three, this hand reaches across the person I'm next to, grabs my neck and grabs me closer to the picture. Not like in a forceful, bitch, get over here. It's more like, and I'm gonna shred. Boom. Get in here, this picture.
All the ladies in my arms.
It was so funny. But the best part is that one of my bosses, he wasn't right there, so we had to go get him to get the picture taken. And he comes out, he walks up to me, he goes, Wheezy. Grabs it, shakes his hand, and he crouches down for his little gang pose.
So
It was
funny.
so funny. I couldn't stop laughing. But yeah, I love my job. I have like 30-minute, 45-minute conversations about stuff I love. Like, I found out I'm 1 degree away from Prince.
Oh yeah, how'd you find that out?
One of the DPs we use, he knows Prince. And you remember in the Kevin Smith story of Prince?
Yeah, where they're doing the whole religious
Yeah,
kind of,
it wasn't supposed to be like Kevin didn't go there making the religious. You remember that part, and I call it the True Lies part, where you've seen True Lies, right? Where the terrorist is going on this rant and the battery's dying.
Yes, and he's sweating in the back.
Okay, so during that whole, and like in Kevin Smith tells the story, they had run out of tape while Prince is going on this whole long
Oh,
jungle.
yes, I remember this.
He's the guy behind.
The camera.
Yes, he's running out of tape. Yes.
So
So
he was working with Kevin Smith also. So you're 1 degree away from Kevin too.
I did Okay, as I'm trying to calm down from this, I'm gonna teach Shirai how to do a real segue. Speaking of Kevin Smith, we're gonna see him next
I
month.
know, I'm
I
excited.
know. We're gonna go to one of his Red State screenings and Q&A too in Austin. So we're gonna travel down to Austin, and this is a big deal for me. One, I've been wanting to go to a Kevin Smith Q&A. I was supposed to go back in, I think, 2000. It was either Kevin Smith or Spike Lee. And I was like, well, I can always see Kevin Smith, but I can't always see Spike Lee. That's what I said. So I have a ticket to go see Spike Lee. I'm ready to go. And I think it was free for me. So I think that also played a part in whether or not I want to spend money to see Kevin Smith or go for free to see Spike Lee. Spike Lee cancels. So I don't see either of them because it was like a day or something, or maybe the same
Did
day or
they say why
something.
he canceled?
I can't remember. I can't remember.
Is it because everyone went in for free? He got no money?
No. I got a free ticket. He canceled, so I ended up not seeing anybody. Years later,
Yeah.
I still have not seen Kevin Smith. So at the moment I found out that he was gonna be near enough where I could just drive a short drive,
Yeah.
I was like, I don't care. I don't care. It's on a Monday. I don't give a shit. I am going to see Kevin
Yeah.
Smith. And I saw him on Piers Morgan yesterday, who's like, he replaced Larry King. And Kevin Smith said this is his second to last movie. His next movie is his last one. He's retiring.
You don't think he's pulling like a Jay-Z and all that? Just
I don't
retiring
think
for a
he's cool
bit.
enough to pull a Jay-Z. I think there's a certain
Maybe
level.
he's just high. That's like
No,
his
he was
whole.
totally not high during this interview. Yeah. But I don't
But
know.
this movie, okay, second to last meaning, because he didn't write this movie.
Yeah, he did.
He
He wrote
wrote this one?
yeah.
Red? Oh, I didn't know
Red
that.
State,
Red
not
State.
Red. Yeah. He wrote it, he directed it. It looks nothing like he's ever done before, which is the point. And he said he wanted to take as many genres as he could, just stuff it into one movie since it's
Yeah.
like the second to last. I'm 1 degree away from Kevin Smith.
Ha.
I'm 1 degree away from Morris Day of
So
the
funny. So close. Have you ever had buyer's remorse, like to the point where it almost you feel sick to your stomach? All right, so I was having that moment probably about 2 weeks ago. I think it's been 2 weeks. Getting ready to get all dolled up for one of my mini art showings at Starbucks. And I was like, well, I need makeup, and normally I'll wear bare minimals. But I haven't had like the money to buy bare minerals, so I would get like CoverGirl, whatever. I'm like, I used to wear this when I was in high school, and like it should be fine. And then I started breaking out, breaking out, breaking out. I'm like, okay, this is probably why I stopped wearing it. And I go to the mall so that I can get me some of the bare. And as I'm walking there, this little kiosk woman, and my accent's gonna be really bad. She's supposed to be Israeli, but she's gonna sound Asian slash Italian.
Okay, before we go any further, she's supposed to be Jewish.
Yes.
What are you?
Jewish.
Okay, so you're telling me.
But she's from Israel.
Hold on. You're telling me you're about to do a Jewish accent, but you're not gonna do it right.
I don't know how to do a Jewish accent.
Lay it on me.
So
Gonna be awesome.
she sees me walking by, and right away I always make the mistake of saying yes, because I'm like, we'll try this out. She goes, oh, you're so beautiful. You need to sit right here. I got some makeup for you. And I'm like, No.
Yes, Mexicans are Asian.
Indians are Asian.
And you are.
Mexican.
Which are.
Indians.
And you are.
Shut up.
I love this.
I'm sitting down, and then she grabs the foundation, and she starts talking.
Okay. She's a kiosk. Let's
Yeah.
make sure we get the story completely out. She works at a kiosk and she's doing makeup.
She's doing makeup,
Okay. And you make eye contact
which is very wrong of me to do.
and she brings you over.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Just want to make sure.
So I take a seat, and she has a foundation. And she's like, "Oh, the brush! Everybody loves the brush. It's so soft, right? It's so soft in your skin. Your skin's so soft." And
Now
I'm
she's
like,
Italian.
"That's what I mean. I don't know how to do anything." She's like, right, you like the brush? You like it? It's so good. And I'm like, yeah, the brush is got it's nice, yeah. So she starts doing half of my face. And at that moment, I'm like, I'm totally Juliet. I'm Julia Lewis from The Other Sister. She thinks I'm retarded. No, I'm not retarded. And she's not doing the other side. And she gets the mirror up, and she's like, right, look how beautiful, look at this side and look at that side. What do you think? And I'm like, I think I'm retarded. Did you really think? And I'm like, yeah, it looks good. You're like, yeah, wow, all right, that's great. And she's like, okay, so cash or credit? And I'm like, whoa, we're just talking about it. Like, I haven't even said yes to anything. And she's like, well, what'd you like? What did you like? And I'm like, yeah, the brush was soft. Yeah, it was great. And I'm like, yeah, and the powder looks...
Have you started hinting?
So I try and be like sneaky enough. I'm like, how about you do the other side so that I can see what you did? She's like, no, we'll do that later. And I'm like, what do you mean we'll do that later? And she just starts going. She's like, you like eyeshadow? Let's do your eyeshadow. And I'm like, oh God, this is gonna be worse. So I'm a fucking drag queen on one side. Oh, and she's like, God. And it stays up for 24 hours. I'm like, I'm permanently damaged. And I'm like, okay.
I'm going to be retarded for 24 hours.
I try to be so nice. I really am. Like, that was the strongest I've ever been to be nice. And I'm like, okay, you know what? And I thought about it in my head. I'm like, I did come here for makeup. And I'm like, all right, tell me why I should get this and not Bare Minerals. So she goes on like, you see what we have here? They have some kind of whatever ingredient disease on there. And and my ingredient are rocks. But apparently it's better, blah, blah, blah. All right, so what are we talking about? So she goes on with the price. One little thing of foundation mm-hmm. is $75.
Holy shit.
And I'm like, uh-uh. Like, I was thinking in my head... Okay, I can do $100. And as a girl, that's still a lot of money, yeah. But it's worth it if it's like a whole kit. If in the whole kit that includes foundation, blush, everything. I'm like, for a kit, $100, awesome. It's cheaper than my vibrator. You know, anything more than that, it better vibrate. So one little thing of foundation is $75.
Oh my goodness.
And I'm freaking out. I'm like, no, I can't do it. I cannot do it. And she's like, look. She just started, look, because I like you.
She's Spanish.
I'm serious. She goes, because I like you, I'm going to give you my discount. And I'm like, what is your discount? So she adds everything because I'm like, yeah, I like it all. So she adds everything. Everything in total without her discount is like $400+.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So, like, when she said that right away, there was, like, this pit in my stomach and my chest started caving. And I'm like, I can't do it. I just can't. No, that is way too much. I can do $100, but I cannot do $400. Yeah. And she's like, okay, but it's your face. You're going to die face.
No,
You're going to live with your face and you're going to die. You're going to go to the grave. It's going to go in the ground. I'm like, okay, I get it. I'm going to die with my
face.
She's
totally Jewish.
Yes.
Look how guilty she's making you feel.
She keeps going on. She's like, you only live once. You don't know. You have to be precious with your skin. Don't you love your skin? I'm like, yes, I love my skin. She's like, how old are you? And I go, I'm 28. Wow. I'm like, yes, because I don't wear makeup. So they start screaming at her. I'm like, exactly. I'm like, you don't see this because I don't wear it.
That's it. All right. A TV show, two Jews at a kiosk. Done. Done. I love it.
So she's just like... You know, really, really pushing it really hard.
At this moment, there is a Jew yelling at a half makeup face Jew.
At the retarded person in front of her. Yes.
I love everything about this. Two Jews in a kiosk. So,
that is a horrible porn.
Not a porn? Mom, seriously, if you're listening right now is the time to stop listening. A sitcom, not a porn. Come on.
So
However,
I just started like, oh my God, like, I'm not going to be able to leave. I can't leave. Like, I'm really thinking like.
Yes, you can. You get up and you walk away.
With half of my face
gone.
You go
to the bathroom and you wash the other half off. Or you go into Sephora and be like, this bitch did this.
What can you do? It was just insane. And then she's like, after each thing, she's like, cash your credit, cash your credit. I'm like, hold on, we're still talking about this. Like, why are you so persistent? And she just keeps talking, going over about my death. Like, she already envisioned my face in the ground. I'm like, what is your discount? So she's like, because I like you, and I'll give you this, I'll give you that. I'm like, fucking whatever. So it got down. I got a lot. Yes, I got a lot.
You whoa, back the fuck up.
Here's how it went.
You bought some of that stuff?
Yes.
Y'all can't see what I'm doing, but I just threw my hands in the air.
She went black. She goes, I'll do the other side of you buy. I'm like, oh my God, now I'm a ransom. My face is ransomed.
She will do the other side of your face. Hold on. If you buy everything?
Well, if I don't know. She's
what a, did, how much did you spend?
$300.
Shadai.
Because I had to, I'm like, you got to understand, this is my rent money. My rent is like $320. I can't spend more than that. So I spent $300.
Oh my God.
I walked away with my stomach just like, oh.
Return that shit.
Dude, I've been wearing it every single day. And you know what's funny? Every single day that I wear it, somebody has said I'm pretty. And after they say that, I think in my head, motherfucker, I better be. I paid $300 for this fucking face that I'm going to die
in the grave.
Yeah, your it's face. Going in the grave. It's worth $300.
Holy shit.
Yeah. And
oh, there's an and.
So, well, one of the killer things she was trying to sell, she's like, you know, you don't have to buy for 3 years. For 3 years. Because she was telling me like how many to punch and all that. She's like, it'll last for 3 years. Like, it's going to last for 5 years. So after all set was done and after the raping, I told her I see her in 5 years.
Wow.
But I did not walk out retarded.
Well, looking. At least your ego is okay.
To an extent. I told my mom, she's like, was she Jewish? I said, yeah. She's like, you walk away. That is our family. You know better. I'm like, yeah. So I got guilted everywhere.
Oh my God. The first question your mom asked.
No, here's the first question. Because I was telling my brother this story and she was like, was she Asian? Because my ex and my brother was dying of laughter. I'm like, no, she wasn't. That's what she said. Was she Jewish? And I'm like, yeah.
I love it. I love it. Okay, what have we learned today, kids? One, no eye contact. Two, say no, thank you, and walk away. Three, if you get stuck and they do half of your face, say thank you, go to the bathroom, wash that shit off. So buyer's remorse, or are you okay?
I'm actually okay now.
Yeah.
It took people saying I was pretty every day after that. I was like, all right, I can deal with that.
Yeah, you look all right.
I know. I already got somebody that said I was pretty today.
Okay.
I got my one pretty.
That's so
it's
funny.
It's a quota now.
What else you got?
Well, last week, I try and be a good Samaritan whenever I can. And sometimes, you know, if I see something, I'm like, can I do something about it? And that's when I take charge. After I filled up gas, like at the Walmart by my parents' house, there was a car in front of me that was, we were exiting out of the parking lot. I noticed that their gas thing was open, like the flap and the little latch. My brother's with me. They're like, oh shit, you know. It was already getting dark. At this point, it's like 6:30, 7.
Well, what do you mean it was already getting dark? What's that supposed to mean?
They could have been black. And I was like, oh, well, I gotta tell them something. And at that moment, the light turns green and we're heading out. And I'm like, all right, well, I'm gonna go next to them. And as I'm trying to get next to them, they're going on the turning lane to the left. I'm like, fuck, now I need to follow them. So this entire time I was like, I gotta catch up. I gotta catch up. Just so that I could tell them that, you know, their little gas cap is not on. Or, yeah, is not on. So I'm like, how do I get their attention? How do I get their attention? Mind you, the sun's going down at this point. It's already dark at this point.
And everything that you've just described is creepy.
Pretty much,
Mind you, yes.
So I got my headlights on, right? And I'm like blinking away, blinking this person to death right in front of me, trying to get and waving my arms in the air. My brother's helping me too. We're like trying to get, and he starts hauling ass. And I start freaking out. I'm like, shit, we're going like 50 on a 30. Like, I hope we don't get pulled over. Like, I'm really trying to get this, trying to help this person until I totally lose him. So I was like, oh, well, like, I tried. Like, we were miles away from my parents' house.
The first story, you looked retarded. The second story, you sound retarded. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. No. I totally know.
Okay.
Because it wasn't until then, and it didn't hit me until I'm going back around towards my parents' house, and some car next to me just starts honking. I'm like, what the fuck? Do I have my gas thing on? I'm like, honking. Why didn't I think about honking the guy in front of me?
Oh my god.
And then I was like, ah. Out of all the things, like, there was a horn in front of me. And I didn't even think about doing
and
that.
And you're horn happy.
I know.
Oh, I love it.
I was blinking him to death and I totally forgot I had a working horn. I totally forgot I had a horn.
That's so funny. That's so funny.
So I did a note to self, but I was pretty that day.
So, we've got some questions that were sent to us.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, we've been away forever, but still, you know, the peeps love us.
Mm-hmm.
What is your favorite sport?
Football.
Any thing with balls.
That is a fact.
All right. Answer. All right. If you could change your name, what would you change it to?
Should we say her aliases?
No, they're aliases for a reason.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's like if you ever, you know, were able to really change your name, you wouldn't change it to that.
No.
Yeah.
It's a toss between Isabel.
You know. And go ahead.
Sophia.
And Sophia.
Between those two.
Isabel is the main character in the Twilight series.
Gross.
Yeah, I know.
I thought Belle was.
Bella is short for Isabella.
Ah, that just made my stomach hurt.
What would I change my name to? I probably wouldn't.
You can't answer that, because normally I wouldn't.
Yeah, you're right. I need to think of something. I don't know. My mom likes to joke that she wanted to name me Penny Ann, so that my name would be Penny Ann Nichols.
That's a cruel joke, Mom.
It is a cruel joke, but she's just kidding. I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe something more French than my name already is.
Okay.
What's a really French name?
Pierre.
What's a French woman's name?
Pepe La Pew?
All right. Would you rather vacation at the beach or in the mountains?
Beach.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm an ocean person.
Me too.
I haven't seen that, God, almost in spring break, like.
That spring break? Or
no,
another one?
A year after that.
Oh, okay.
But yeah,
okay.
Since, I guess, 2004. That was the last time I've been.
That may have been. No, no.
You went in 2003.
No. When I was at my parents' in
Virginia. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that is the ocean right there. Yeah. I want to go to the beach again.
I do, too.
I love water.
I walked out of my apartment once, and I think somebody was wearing, like, kind of sunscreen that smelled like it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just flashback. I was like, like, I'm 14 again, skipping school, ready to go. Like, let's do this.
So funny.
I was so psyched and, like, tearing up because I realized, like, the closest one is 5 hours away, and it's all rocks.
It's awful.
Yeah.
What is the longest you've ever gone without a shower or a bath?
I'm a shower person.
Mm-hmm.
Longest, probably 2 or 3 days. I know, that sounds stinky. But
it does, but mine is also 2 or 3 because when I would go camping, As a Girl Scout, there was no showers.
I grew up in Mexico, so that's a.
Yeah, taking a shower is
Oh,
a
yeah,
thing
totally
that,
water and all that. So we would do wipies. We'd have wipies.
yeah. If you can go back into time 10 years and tell your younger self something, what would it be?
Be 18. I think I would have told myself to definitely have taken that substitute teacher's advice when he said that when I get money, put it in a savings account and forget about it. Like, God, why didn't I do that? And I knew it too. I knew it like right before I finished high school, he told me that. He's like, you just need to forget about it. And by the time he was my age, or 28, he was a millionaire.
Whoa! All right, I'm gonna change mine. Okay, one more question. Would you rather be a famous musician or a famous actor?
Musician.
Musician. All right, cool. Well, that's all for this one, so we can get this up and
That
going.
sounds good.
Yeah. You have any closing remarks?
Be smart.
Wear a condom.
Yeah, wear a condom and or pull out. Just be careful.
Great, great stuff right there. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope we didn't bore you. I doubt we did. And okay, that's a big thing. Maybe we did. I don't know. But yeah, so thanks for checking in, and we're sorry they're so sporadic. But yeah, we love you.
All right, have fun.
Bye.